I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. 16 weeks from today, you'll hear BYU football on these airwaves here on KSL News Radio when BYU takes on Arizona. And we're seeing a lot of feedback on the KSL Sports poll on Twitter. A lot of you saying you're going to be going to that BYU-Arizona game as your game that you want to check out this year on the road, as BYU has quite a list of great games on the 2021 football schedule. Two teams that will not be on the 2021 schedule are Missouri and Michigan State. And I say these programs, Matt, because, well, these two schools were supposed to be on the schedule last year, and obviously COVID-19 took those games away, and basically they should have taken them away forever because they got rescheduled, but who knows what the world's going to look like at the time these games are actually played.
Yeah, we got Michigan State all the way down to 2032. Which, will you have kids in college by that time? I mean, you got to be getting close.
Yeah, let's see, 11 years from now. Yeah, my oldest son, who's turning 8 this summer, he will be, you know, college age, 19. Mission, like, that will be, yeah. So he's getting baptized this summer. That will be.
You're gonna be writing weekly mission letters.
Yes, I will be doing a. Michigan State and BYU 2032. I'll say, hey, son, Coach Kalani, in his 30th year with the program, is going in with a chance to knock off Sparty like Taysom Hill did 16 years ago.
Oh, man. That is so funny when you frame it like that. I don't even, hold on. Is it 16? I think it would have been 20. No. Yeah, you're right. 16. 16. Yep. Wait.
2016. Plus 16,
you're right, 16 years ago. That is so good. And then you got Missouri delayed even further. I believe it was 2035 is what I – now, take in mind, I think when these things get kicked back so far, there's always, I think, a little fluctuation. But, man, it's crazy to see that. And it begs the question – we've talked about this before, but since we're talking about future schedules just way off down the line, there's a good chunk of teams that BYU has never played. So while we're just thinking about future schedules, Mitch, is there a game or two that you want to see on a future schedule, hopefully before 2032?
Army-West Point. And I think there's still a game with them. It has probably been canceled for all we know. It was like 2034. In that range is these games. But Army-West Point, because just like I have tremendous respect for the Army. Love the Army. Great, great institution. But, man, how they ducked BYU after it was literally like they just did that to Navy. Yeah, we don't want to play those guys no more. They're like, thank you, COVID. Thank you for taking away BYU, because that was going to be a wreck. Like, that was going to be a mess for the Black Knights. And the fact that they ducked BYU on that Thanksgiving weekend, and it just wasn't a good look. And I'm kind of like, ticked about it still, and I want to see Army back on the schedule. What about you?
For me, I think there's kind of a 1A, 1B, and it all has to tie in with pageantry. One, Clemson, and maybe that's recency bias, but I remember a couple years ago, there was a huge game down in Clemson between Louisville with Lamar Jackson and Clemson with Trevor Lawrence, and man, just there was ESPN at the time. It did a great intro where it was like 5 minutes of fan shots, Clemson Tigers touching Howard's Rock, running down the hill, night game. They had the lights that were blinking. It just looked like the coolest place in the world to watch a college football game. So I would love to experience that. However, I do get the feeling if this game was scheduled to be a day game, and it would take away some of the thrill and excitement, but that looked amazing. And then another one, we all have these, Mitch. I know that I'm curious to hear what you have to say when I say this. We all had a team as BYU fans growing up. When we played NCAA football, you played for BYU, and then when that got boring in dynasty mode or whatever it was called, you went somewhere else. I often went to Florida, the Swamp. I had a Florida hoodie growing up. I loved playing with Florida on NCAA, so I just have this pull to the Swamp. So BYU down in Gainesville at the Swamp, you got the Jaws sound going on. Both of those places would tickle me to death. It would be so cool.
Yeah, I'm convinced that every Utah kid growing up had like a Florida team. Like, because you spoke to me right there, because my Florida team was the Hurricanes, the Miami, the Canes. Like, that was the team I turned to. It was Miami. I would love to see BYU schedule Miami again. Yep. It hasn't happened since 1990. I was hoping and praying that was going to go down last year when there was talks about, you know, Miami needs a game to maybe solidify their spot potentially as a New Year's Six at large. BYU needs a game. It was like, ooh, this just seems perfect, but the ACC wouldn't allow it. So BYU then moves on and goes to get Coastal Carolina. We know how that all played out. But yeah, Miami would be sweet. Another team that I would kind of like that'd be low-key, kind of nice, I think, to me, would be Maryland, an ACC team, or well, they're Big Ten, but I think of them as an ACC team still. I think that would be kind of a cool trip. Go to Scott Van Pelt's neck of the woods and see Maryland. I would like to see that. Kentucky would be kind of cool.
You are such a contrarian's not the right word, but earlier in this show, Dallin, he said, I'm not an East Coast guy. I don't want to go to the East Coast. Then he pulls this crap out. I want to go to Maryland.
Well, the Maryland, as far as like the football team, like the Terrapins.
That's
like,
on the East Coast. East Coast.
Okay, I saw Annapolis with Navy, and I drove and I dove into College Park. Yes, I did that, and I was like, this is a cool stadium. So maybe a little bit of bias again, recency bias playing in a factor here. But I was like, I want to see BYU play here. So the fight in Ralph Regions, the fight in Scott Van Pelt's, bring that on. Then in Kentucky, that's not East Coast. That's Southeast, baby. That's Bluegrass State. Give me some Kentucky, where Jan Jorgensen once was going to play for. Bring that on. The Jan Jorgensen Bowl, BYU versus Kentucky. Bring that on.
Let's take a break here in Cougar Sports Saturday, where we don't want to go to the East Coast, but we do want to see BYU play Maryland. So, no, I'm kidding.
Jeez.
We'll take the break on the other side. If you missed Ed Lamb, we're going to play that next year in Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.